The sun rose higher in the sky and started to bring with it some real warmth. Along toward noon, the only thing that kept it from being a pleasant day for him was the lack of a cup of coffee and a shock to go with it. That and Nailing Those Horse Thieves down in the cabin. A few minutes later, a figure that was unmistakably a man came out and raced for the nearby privy. Seconds after that, another man and a boy came out of the cabin and walked to the corral. From where Cole was kneeling, they didn't look so much like horse thieves as they did a family of poor squatters. A few minutes passed while the man and the boy pitched some apples from a bucket over the fence to the horses. The speckled bird was the first one to get in line for the eats, pushing and biting her way to the front.
Look at that ugly mare, Teeter, trying to be the first hog to the trough. Ain't bad enough she tried to bite One Eye on his arse. She nearly did too, son. Your Uncle One Eye jumped 3 feet high off the ground.
The man came out of the privy, pulling up his galluses, and casually strolled over to the corral.
Hey, One Eye, I was just telling Teeter how that scratchy mare was the one nearly bit your arse clean off.
Damn near put a bullet in her ugly hammerhead.
Well, she seemed like eating these winter apples as much as she does humans.
That ain't a bit funny. You better stay away from me.
The man with the galluses didn't share their humor. A woman came to the door of the cabin.
Biscuits ready, come in and eat.
Two men, a boy, and a woman. It made Cole's decision easier. Shortly, as the family shared a meal around the only table in the shack, Cole made his move.
Henry, we got company.
Mister, you come to rob us. You rode a long way for nothing.
Please don't shoot, mister.
Cole looked at the boy and the other man at the table. The boy's face was peppered with freckles and his front teeth were crooked. The other man sat there with his palms atop the table, his head half turned as though he was afraid to look at Cole directly, but was still curious to see who would come to rob him. The woman was moon-faced. Her hair was pulled straight back and tied in a bun so tight it looked like it had to hurt. She had small, nervous eyes that looked at Cole.
Henry's serious as a plague. We ain't got a chamber pot or hardly a window to throw it out of. Can't you see that?
I didn't come here to rob anybody. I came for that speckled horse out in your corral, and the others you stole.
The second man, the one wearing his galluses down, shifted his gaze fully in Cole's direction. His left eye turned inward toward his nose.
Afraid not, mister. Didn't steal them animals. Bought them.
Cole looked at the woman, then at the two men.
Like she said, don't look like you have a pot. I'd be curious as to how you bought a pair of good horses and a sound pack mule.
Bought them for a jug of liquor, a sack full of corn dodgers, and a pair of blankets, that's how.
I walked a long way to get those animals back. Lies are the last thing I want to hear right now.
He's telling you the truth. Damned if he ain't.
Stealing horses is a hanging offense. I was to hang you boys, wouldn't anyone blame me?
Well, you can hang One Eye there. He ain't much good for nothing except eating and laying around sipping liquor. So him, I don't much mind you hanging. Though he didn't steal them horses or that mule neither.
Will you shut your trap, sis?
Henry, me and him's wed. You was to hang him, you'd be leaving me a widow and this youngin' an orphan. Now, I won't sit here and swear to you he ain't never done nothing wrong in his day, but he's telling the truth about trading dodgers and blankets for them animals.
Renegades. Is that what they were? The ones who traded horses for a meal of corn dodgers and whiskey and a pair of blankets?
Weren't no Injuns. It was a big black cuss and a scrawny little colored gal. Come through late last evening, leading them horses and that mule. Said he'd trade him for something to drink and something to eat and something to keep warm with. I looked at those horses and I said to myself, they's either crazy or desperate. Hell, I seen me a deal and I took it. Wouldn't you?
If I hang you from that tree out yonder, I guess it might not be as good a deal as you figured on.
I guess not.
Ain't I always said little comes a little, Henry?
Yes, you have, Minnie. I thought this was one of them times when some good fortune had fell my way.
She crossed her arms and stared at him reprovingly. Cole looked at the man with the bad eye.
You want to go out and tie a rope around those horses and that mule and bring them around?
He shifted his weight in the chair.
Well, I don't see why I should be one.
I'm still thinking about hanging you. Hanging you wouldn't leave this woman a widow nor that boy an orphan, but it might just make me feel better for the long walk I've had.
One Eye pushed himself away from the table and gave the woman as hard a look as he was capable of, then stood and went outside.
You want something to eat, mister? You look gaunt.
Cole shoved the self-cocker back into the cross-draw holster he wore on his left hip and sat down.
Some of those corn dodgers and that ham and maybe a little of that coffee.
The woman gave her man a look, and he gave her a nod that told her to go ahead and fix a plate. Cole kept his eyes on the man and the boy until she brought him the food. Cole tried hard not to cram the food into his mouth all at once. The ham was salty and the Dodgers hard and the coffee hot and tasteless, but it was one of the best meals he'd eaten in a while, and it kept his spirit from departing to the hereafter. By the time he'd finished the coffee, One Eye stepped back into the cabin. His face was red from the raw wind and, no doubt, from the effort of trying to put a rope around the speckled bird while at the same time trying to keep her from taking a bite out of him.
Your horses is ready.
He walked over and stood in front of the cook stove and rubbed the palms of his hands together.
Did that mare try and bite you on the arse again, One Eye?
The man wearing the hat tried hard to keep any sign of a smile off his face. One Eye never took his good eye from Cole.
I don't know why anybody wants to steal that ill-tempered old cayuse anyhow. I don't know why a man would walk all the way out here in the tules to get her back, neither.
There's just some things that can't be explained. Which way did the black man and girl go when they left here?
Couldn't say.
Why not?
It was dark.
Wasn't that dark. Besides, there was a moon out. Moon on snow. Easy for a man to see which way the man and girl were headed.
They went south, mister. Henry One Eye feels like it's the wrong thing to do, give up a man that's on the dodge. But not me. I don't want no horse thieves or cutthroats hanging around here nohow. They went south.
Cole started to leave.
That man, he weren't no common thief. Treated that gal special, took good care of her. Lord, his hands was bleeding from the cold. I guess if he wanted to, he could have raised all sorts of hell around here, but he didn't. He just took them corn dodgers and that jug and blankets and thanked us for them and went on his way.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better. The fact that he stole my horse and traded it for some damn corn dodgers. What's south of here?
Canyons, rocks, and one little old town called Buffalo Tongue. It ain't much, but it's got a horse stands over 6 feet tall and a one-eyed lawman named Moses Balls. The thing they say about going to Buffalo Tongue is, if one don't get you, the other will.
Thanks for the meal. And next time you think fortune has smiled on you, ask for sale papers. It might save you from getting hanged.
I'll do it, even if Henry and One Eye is too lazy to ask.